This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Domestic diva and ex-convict now, Martha Stewart, is back home today. She was convicted last year of lying about a stock sale. She was released overnight from the West Virginia Women's Prison, where she spent the last 5 months. She's now going to stay at her New York estate in home confinement for another 5 months. Joining us to discuss Martha's second or perhaps third or maybe fourth act is Henry Blodgett. He is a former securities analyst who was himself accused of civil securities fraud several years ago. He settled the charge without admitting or denying the allegations. He's been writing about the Martha Stewart trial for our partners at Slate Magazine. Henry, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Ex-cons sometimes have a little trouble finding a new job, readjusting. That's not going to be a problem for Martha, is it?
I don't think so. I think probably there were lots of jealous people last night when they watched the way Martha got out of jail, and certainly a very triumphant moment when she arrived at the airport and got into a gleaming jet and a very star-like wave as she turned, and it's been a wonderful photo for her. So, no, I think that lots of people would love to get out of jail that way.
And she's got a company. She's got a life waiting for her.
Absolutely. And in fact, the company, while she has been away, has sort of stabilized itself, and her hundreds of millions are now once again billions in terms of stock value. They still have a lot of work to do with the company, obviously, but it certainly seems as though she has really captured a wave of sentiment toward her comeback here, which I think will be very helpful in rebuilding the business.
Here's a quote from your piece in Slate that's running in Slate now. Quote, "Turning a jail sentence into a public relations asset is no mean feat, but Stewart has done it." How did she do that?
I think that the moment she decided last fall that she was not going to try to exhaust all her appeals, but in fact was simply going to voluntarily serve her sentence, was the moment that she really took control. And I think that act was certainly viewed by some as an act of contrition and an act of taking responsibility. And then once she got to prison, certainly the reports that came out of prison were that she really embraced it and worked with the women who were there. She immediately became an advocate for reforming mandatory sentencing laws for first-time offenders, which certainly in her case led to a longer sentence than she probably would have gotten, and a lot of the women she met had that. So I think just some of the anecdotes that came out, and this whole experience really has really humanized Martha Stewart in a way that she had not been before, and that was really the piece of her public image that was missing. People always thought she was sort of remote and inhuman, and so to the extent that she's now filled that in, that can really work for her going forward.
Henry, you were accused of a financial crime, and you've come out the other end of that experience. You're now writing for Slate, among other things. Do you have any advice for Martha Stewart about life after this kind of experience?
I think that what Martha went through was many multiples more serious than I did. Obviously, it was a criminal charge. She went through a criminal trial. She was convicted of a felony and then went to jail. And so, thank goodness, I did not go through any of that. But my guess is that her experience has paralleled in some way mine, which is that you certainly have to come to terms with something, this big black mark that you get on just your life that you most people probably never imagine would ever happen to them. You have to come to terms with that. You have to realize, okay, it's just a fact of my life now, and I'm going to have to deal with it. And I think Martha Stewart has been extraordinary at that. And my expectation, certainly based on what we've been hearing, is that she will ultimately write a book about her experience. She will talk about her experience and use her experience and not simply try to have people forget about it. I think that that's really what it is. It is the realization that nothing will change it and that you have to incorporate it and then do what you can after it, given its existence. And that's difficult, but she certainly seems to be doing that.
Opinion and analysis from Henry Blodgett. He's been covering the Martha Stewart story for Slate. You'll find his most recent article and an essay on his potential conflicts of interest at slate.com. Henry Blodgett, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.